We are talking Commonwealth Games this morning on the sports desk. And as always, if you want to text in any kind of questions, 0475 883 705. We're joined by Jake Stevens on the line at the moment. Jake's our reporter pretty much over there in the Gold Coast.
We'll claim him. We'll give him the sports desk
yes,
reporter.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jake. How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's an exciting time.
Fantastic, mate. The Gold Coast Commonwealth Games have been reported to be the flashiest and probably the most exciting Commonwealth Games. How's the atmosphere over there? Are you feeling, is there a buzz around the city, as they're all saying?
I can't quite tell you just yet because I'm actually on my way to the airport right now. But
in true Gold Coast
fashion, I'm sure it'll be pretty flashy. I'm sure it'll be big and have all the razzle dazzle that the Gold Coast is known for. And yeah, you're absolutely right. It's going to be one of the biggest sporting events, Commonwealth Games style since 2006 when Melbourne hosted it.
Yeah, of course.
The fifth time that it's coming back to Australia, and it's set to see 6,600 athletes and officials from all the Commonwealth nations, 71 Commonwealth nations actually. There's 18 sports, 7 para sports, part of the biggest ever para sport program of the Commonwealth Games. And it's obviously set to be a big one. At the Gold Coast itself, there's basketball up in Cairns and Townsville, so they're sharing the love, and there's going to be cycling in Brisbane as well. Noted down here that the tickets is expecting to be 95% sold.
Oh, wow, nice.
That's incredible.
So going to be a big one. It has to have a bit of a muted build-up on the way in, but certainly an exciting time.
Interesting you talk about the muted build-up. Do you think that there's been... has that got anything to do with the Channel 9 sort of media accreditation thing that's come into it, or do you think it's more just to do with a disinterest to do with the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, actually, that Channel 9 situation. Channel 9 showed some leaked footage of the opening ceremony, which is set to kick off tonight, but... So they had their media accreditation banned for the opening ceremony. I believe that they're going to review it and probably let Channel 9 tune back in and grab some footage and whatnot throughout the games. But they'll make that decision tomorrow. In terms of media restrictions, it's actually been one of the most, tightest restrictions that we've seen for a major sporting event in Australia in a long time. And it's certainly got the goat up of a lot of media organisations. News Corp and Fairfax were both threatening to boycott the game's coverage for a little while there because there are really strict rules on how news organisations are able to use the footage of competition, of interviews, of press conferences, things like they have to wait 30 minutes or 60 minutes after the press conference concludes until they can post it online. So there's a lot of rules, and I don't know if they're going to crack down on them very hard. They obviously have in this situation where they've given Channel 9 bit of a warning being shot across the bow. But, I guess it's part of that. I don't know if there's a disinterest in the Commonwealth Games. It's hard to say. I have a feeling once it sort of kicks off and once we start winning gold medals, I have no doubt the Australian public will be on board. Who doesn't love to see an Aussie green and gold on the top of the podium?
Exactly.
G'day, mate. It's Liam here. We kind of lost to England last Commonwealth Games. We came second in the medal tally. What do you think our chances are this year?
Yeah, that was not a good time in Glasgow 2014. It was actually... It was actually the first time since Auckland in 1990 that Australia hasn't topped the medal table. So not great signs for us in recent times. But aside from that, really, it's probably only going to be England and Australia are obviously the two major competitors at the Commonwealth Games in terms of medals won. The Australian team, we've got 474 athletes, which is actually our biggest team. We had 312 in Melbourne 2006, to put that in perspective. Mm-hmm. The all-time gold medal count, Australia does have the edge over England.
Good result.
By a couple hundred, yes. So,
at least a couple hundred, yeah. That's always good to see.
Yeah, we won 49 gold in Glasgow, so hopefully we can certainly improve on that in in Melbourne 2006, which was one of our best games. We won 84 gold. So, look, there's plenty of medals to be won, but it'll just be, I guess, a lot of the time a contest between Australia and England, which is, I guess, that Ashes rivalry that it plays on. But it's, you know, obviously certainly an exciting one, and hopefully with the home ground advantage, we can get the edge over the Bombs.
Let's hope so. And
it's just good.
Yeah, just finally, who are the ones in particular to watch from an Australian perspective?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty hard question, to be honest, because there's obviously so much that you can watch. But, you know, in the athletics, we've got Sally Pearson in the hurdles, the 2017 world champion. Kurt Fernley, the wheelchair athlete in the T54 1500 and the marathon, is obviously a legend of Australian sport. Look, if you go over to the pool, you've got Kate from Bronte Campbell, Emily Seabom, the 200 backstroke world champion, Mac Horton, a 400 metre freestylist. You look at the cyclists, blokes like Cam Meyer, Annette Edmondson, fantastic medal chances there. And I guess if you look over the team sports, men's and women's basketball were a good chance to hopefully bring home a gold there. And of course, the hockey, we're quite dominant in. The men have actually won every Commonwealth Games gold medal since Kuala Lumpur in 1998. So
Caleb absolutely loves his hockey.
I'm a hockey player myself, so I'm glad you snuck that one in there. Thanks, Jake.
Well, you would have been delighted at the news that the other day, Rockhampton's own Mark Knowles,
retired
Commonwealth Games gold medalist, has been selected to carry the flag into the opening ceremony, which is happening tonight.
Yeah.
I will be there. An expected sold-out stadium of 40,000 there at Carrara Stadium, the previous home of the Gold Coast Suns, but not for the next 2 weeks, because it's going to be, I guess, the centrepiece of the Commonwealth, and all eyes of Australia are hopefully going to be set on the Gold Coast.
Absolutely. Jake, thanks so much for your time, mate, and hopefully we'll get to hear some more things from you on Sports Desk over the next 2 weeks. Thanks heaps, mate.
No worries, I'll keep you updated.
Cheers. Have a good
Thank
one.
Thank you. Bye.